T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before we get to Lee Sterling, we were talking in the last segment because John Denny, he's back for a, 16th season with the Miami Dolphins? 15th season. And Crowder just kind of flippantly said, I believe I've played more snaps for my Dolphins career in 6 seasons than he has in 15, which would make sense because John Denny's only out there for, 10 snaps a game, maybe.
135 snaps a year. 85 punts, 20 field goals, 30 extra points.
That's an estimate, or is
that's an average. I went through about 4 years, and it's always right around
there. So about how many snaps this season?
135 snaps a season times 14
is
1,890.
Total snaps for his...
For his entire career, he's played under 2,000 snaps. In my 6 years, 82 games played, I played in close to 5,000 snaps.
All right, so you're beating John Denny there.
That's why their careers last so long, because they play 100... That's 2 games an entire season.
He's got you in salary, though,
I'll look up that, too.
I don't think it's by a ton.
Does he?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think the most Denny's got like 1 mil.
No, but he's done it 15 seasons. And this will be the 16th,
But Crowder signed a long-term deal.
And the first 4 years were a puppy deal. He was 7th rounder.
No, but I think that I heard Frito and Whittingham looking it up. I think it's like he's made $16 million in his Dolphins career. So I think he's got you
by
a little
9 after taxes.
Got you by a little bit.
Got me by a bunch. I ain't got 9.
Well, you will after this segment.
He's made 11 mil.
11 million? Oh, that's closer than I thought. It's closer than I thought. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, comes on with us on a fairly regular basis. You could check out his website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling, and as any professional handicapper should, he does as well. So there he is. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Very good. How are you? You sound a little down.
I know.
Okay. I didn't know.
I didn't have a stellar week last week. On the 12 total bets, I went 6-6. But
it wasn't, you know what? It wasn't bad what you did with us. I don't know what you did in your personal gambling, but the stuff that you shared with us, you had the Patriots. That was a winner. You had Tom Brady as MVP. Crowder and I had that as well. I mean, that seemed logical. If you think the Patriots are going to win, then Tom Brady's going to be the MVP. There's no other scenario where that could happen. So I think a lot of people lost on that. You had how many plays Tony Romo will predict correctly on the broadcast? You said take the under. That was
7.5. Yep.
The will a fan run on the field. I mean, at plus 800, that was a little flyer. I don't think anyone expected that. Yeah. And then you gave us some other. What'd you have? The national anthem over. That was a winner. Under on mentions of Ted Raff, the guy who would hold Sean McVay back. That was a winner. Christina Aguilera, you thought she'd be out there at a halftime, a little surprise appearance. Mm-hmm. That was a loser. And you had some other winners and losers from games and whatnot. I didn't think you did. How'd you personally do in the Super Bowl?
I did well because I won the game, and I won 6 of my 10 prop plays for my clients, and I did hit Sony Michel first touchdown. So it was a great day. And the day before, I had my biggest play ever in college basketball for the season. So it was a great, great weekend. I think I was thrown off last week, maybe because my mom would not listen to the segment. Are you ready for this excuse? She's 80 years old. She always wants to know when I'm going to be on locally. You know, I can be on 40 stations across the country. If I'm not on in Miami, I'm a failure. Because all the people in her card game and her cancer group aren't going to be able to listen. I tell her last week I'm coming on. She says, what time? I said, 4 o'clock. And she said to me, well, do me a favor. send me a link and I'll listen to it later that night. I said, why aren't you going to listen? She said, Judge Judy. She refuses to take any calls or even listen to her son's segment during Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy. That's why we moved you up to 3 o'clock, because I didn't want to interfere with the relationship between you and your mom. All right, now, listen, I don't want to waste our time. Here we go. Before I get into this American or Alliance of American Football, because I'm so excited about gambling on football that no one knows about, quickly, the Heat are in Sacramento tonight. Heat are plus 3.
I like Sacramento. I went to the first game here they played this year. Sacramento just ran them out of the gym. I just think they have too many athletes, get too many baskets in transition. This is not a good matchup for a team that's lacking depth right now in the backcourt, and Dwayne Wade does not like to run up and down the court, and that's Sacramento's game here. They play sometimes 11 guys. I like Sacramento big tonight over Miami.
And what about, because we know you're a UM fan as well, Hurricanes men's basketball team is in North Carolina tomorrow, take on number 8 ranked Tar Heels. Have you seen any early lines? You like a side in that game?
No, there's no early line. I think it's going to be probably in the 14 to 15 point range. I think Miami will keep it close. They played extremely well Wednesday night against Notre Dame. Really moved the ball well, actually played good defense, and maybe they go on a little mini run here, and they're not going to get the win, but give me 14, 15 points in Miami.
Okay, you would take the points there. Football is not over, and Crowder and I have spent a few days, and Chris Chambers just called us in the last hour because he's actually training some of the AAF players. How do you approach a new league? I think a lot of gamblers might tell you just stay away from it. We don't know anything. But then again, I think some gamblers would say to you, you might actually have an edge here over the sports books, because I guess maybe if you do your research, you might have more information than the odds makers do. So how do you approach personally a new football league like the AAF, which starts tomorrow?
Well, you must understand the rules first, most important thing. If you don't understand the rules, you really cannot bet the league or bet the games and be successful, in my opinion. So I did a lot of research, and I actually found out the biggest bit of information I found out. I had two friends of mine who were actually there for the 2 weeks for that camp that they had in San Antonio, and each team scrimmaged another team each week. The team that, for instance, let's say Orlando was not going to play two teams from the West twice, just once. Each team has 10 games. They would scrimmage one of those teams because they're only facing them once each season. So what happened was in going through these scrimmages, they kind of came up with a rule that is not going to be publicized from what I'm hearing until game time. So I've already placed my wagers for the games this weekend. I'm telling my clients to do it right away. There is a rule that they have not even divulged to the public yet, and it's that you can only blitz one person, and it cannot be a cornerback. Now, if someone does a rollout to the right, then the cornerback can obviously come up, but you're only going to be allowed to blitz one person, and it can only be someone between the tackle boxes. So you can line up 7-8 people on the line of scrimmage to try to
Crowder's eyes just lit up. I mean, that's so crazy. What happened? I'm guessing they were getting to the quarterback every time.
This is going to be an offensive
Dallas
explosion.
Thomas is the offensive lineman. I mean, I'm not even joking. So I mean, okay, so this maybe makes sense.
You can't do it. You can't do a double inside linebacker blitz if you run in a 3-4.
So they're trying to encourage offense with that, you think?
Oh, yeah. You can only blitz a total of 5 people. You can only rush 5 people on the quarterback.
Oh, man, you can't handcuff the defenders like
that. So you're looking at overs.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a high-scoring league. We're going to see games, maybe not the first couple weeks, but eventually I think we're going to see a lot of 41 to 38 games.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, okay, so let me give you a couple of these games. Okay. The Atlanta Legends are getting 5.5. From the Orlando Apollos, the Orlando team plays at UCF Stadium.
Yeah. I like the over here. You got a
makes sense.
Courier who pays no attention to defense at all. Probably never even sat in on a defensive meeting at Florida or Duke when he was there. And remember, he used to coach in the USFL, and you saw his teams in that league. And I did. It was all about scoring. So his quarterback's Garrett Gilbert. from Texas and SMU. He's got a running back, Akeem Hunt, really good catching the ball out of the backfield. And then Atlanta, former quarterback, Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, and a lot of people remember Michigan alum Denard Robinson. He'll play running back, and they can throw the ball to him, and they can do double passes with him. And probably maybe one of the most famous players for Atlanta's offensive coordinator, Michael Vick. And
he got fired yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Oh, it was this because Chris Chambers said the same thing. He got reassigned to a consultant's role. I don't think he was taking it very seriously.
Okay, I think they're going to be they're going to be very aggressive on offense, and they have a quarterback that played a couple years for the Chiefs and Aaron Murray. So. Give me the over 44.5 total points.
I like that. How about the Memphis Express? This is a team that Crowder and Falero and I have adopted as our own because Mike Singletary is the coach, Christian Hackenberg, and then the offensive lineman, Dallas Thomas. But I'm guessing I won't get him seen blown up that much because
he
can't blitz anybody. The Memphis Express are getting 1 point at the Birmingham Iron.
Two bottom feeders, in my opinion, from what I'm hearing in the scrimmages. Christian Hackenberg did beat out Zach Mettenberger, which was a little bit of a surprise. I've never liked Christian Hackenberg. I mean, he is just not accurate at all. Birmingham, this is a team that has a whole lot of players from Alabama and Auburn. I think four of their five starters on the offensive line are from Bama. Trent Richardson will start at running back. Have a quarterback, Luis Perez, with a lot of NFL experience, although really didn't play in any games. And two real good receivers in Quentin Patton from Louisiana Tech, and a lot of people remember Auburn return ace Quinn Bray. He's the guy that did that touchdown return against Alabama that people remember. So I like Birmingham here in one of the few low-scoring games. Both teams have defense-minded head coaches here and just don't trust Christian Hackenberg. Give me Birmingham minus the one.
Birmingham laying the points in the AAF. Lee Sterling is with us, professional handicapper. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. The Salt Lake Stallions are getting 4.5 at the Arizona Hotshots.
Arizona, from what I'm hearing, is the team right now. Rick Neuheisel, an offensive-minded coach. Remember him from the University of Washington. Beat Miami, and I think it was the 2000 opening game. He can find weaknesses, and you watch the Salt Lake City team, from what I'm hearing, just don't have a whole lot of team speed. They have a lot of guys that played at Utah and Nebraska, and Dennis Erickson is their head coach. I'm going to go with Arizona here. They're a 4.5-point favorite, and from what I'm hearing, it's for a reason. This will be the one blowout game, Arizona big. I also like the over. Give me both sides, Arizona and the over in this game.
No questions asked from me. And finally, the San Diego Fleet. They're getting 5 at the San Antonio Commanders.
Well, San Antonio, from what I'm hearing, Mike Riley going to do a real good job with this team. Underrated quarterback no one knows about. This is the kid that's been in like four different camps, been on a couple practice squads, might be able to earn his way back onto a roster for the first time ever, although I think he was with someone for a couple games and then was ended up getting released. But his name is Dustin Vaughn, played at West Texas A&M, played with Dallas, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, but hearing real good things about him. San Diego, on the other hand, they lost Josh Johnson. Remember, he was the quarterback that was snapped up from the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
they took him. Mike Bertovici, the kid who's going to start for them, used to be at Arizona State. One of them here does not look good in the scrimmages, so give me San Antonio here minus the 5 against San Diego.
All right, this is so enjoyable to me. I can't even. Will you actually watch these games?
Oh yeah. Well, I can't watch them Saturday. I'm actually going to the Commodores, so after the concert, I'll be coming home to watch both games taped.
And Lee, is this how close is this to NFL football? You said you heard about some scrimmages. Is this going to upset me if I watch it?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of these guys, I think over 70% of them were in NFL camp. So this is a pretty good quality of football. They've been practicing for 6 weeks. They've been scrimmaging, had two full scrimmages. I mean, these are some real good coaches that, few of them have had their better days, but certainly know how to run programs. And most of them, like Dennis Erickson, Mike Riley, Steve Spurrier have coached in the NFL.
Mike Martz, I think. Mike Martz is one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Quickly, Lee Sterling, three random bets for the weekend. We're running out of time. We lose him?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there?
Let's go with three NBA
games. Three random bets. Yep. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. This is my favorite part. Three random bets.
Over. Miami Heat, Sacramento Kings tonight, over 217.
Heat, Sacramento, over.
Golden State, minus the 15 against Phoenix. T.J. Warren out. Devin Booker, game time decision. Golden State could boat race him here. And a small underdog here, Dallas Mavericks at home. A lot of optimism in Dallas right now with that acquisition they made a couple days ago. So give me Dallas plus the 7.5.
All right, there you go. Tonight, three NBA plays, Mavs plus 7.5, Golden State laying the points, and the Heat Sacramento over. He also likes Sacramento tonight if you're going to play the Heat game. And then for the Alliance of American Football, take the over in the Atlanta-Orlando game, taking Birmingham minus 1 against our Memphis Express, our beloved Memphis Express, Arizona minus 4.5 against Salt Lake, and take the over there as well. And he likes the San Antonio Commanders laying the points against the San Diego Fleet. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
And hello, Mrs. Sterling, if you're listening. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I cannot wait for tomorrow and Sunday.
You are excited.
I really am. I cannot wait. That's a crazy rule, if that's true. If that's true that you essentially, but think about it. If they're doing these scrimmages, the offensive yes. lines are terrible, and they're sacking the quarterback on every third play, every second play, you would have to do something to correct it because you can't roll out of the league.
Get some damn linemen that can block the defense.
Or
handcuff the defense.
Or if the quarterbacks are so inaccurate or so quick to get rid of the ball because they're not great quarterbacks, you've got to do something to kind of juice the offense, and that would be a way to do it.
Juice the offense? They're already not allowed to touch them in the secondary. You want to juice the offense more?
I think the offense should be allowed to have 12 players on the field and the defense 11. I think
what
that would be a great way to
do it. What are y'all turning football into?
I'm excited more than ever. That's great,
how about the defense
man.
Starts on their knees?
I'm in, man. I'm in. There you go. Some gambling advice from Lee Sterling. We have some giveaways to do today, Valero.
Oh, yeah. Did you proofread it yet?
Won't make that mistake again. What do we have? We've got Renaissance Festival tickets.
Renaissance and the Magpie.
The Magpie Salute, which is the guitarist from the Black Crowes, and they do Black Crowes music. That's coming to Parker Playhouse. So we've got some giveaways before 6 o'clock tonight. Omar Kelly's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We're going to do our Deal Volvo Best Bets at around 3:45. And around 4:20, our friend Katie Meyer, Coach Katie Meyer, Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team, she's going to call us. They're in practice right now, but they beat Notre Dame last night. Fans rushed the court at the Watsco Center. It was a monumental victory over the reigning NCAA champions. So there you go. Have a good afternoon of fun and frivolity planned.
You call, okay.
For what?
You.
Fun and frivolity.
What's frivolity?
You really don't know?
No, I know volatile.
Guy's ridiculous.
What? I mean, that's like saying I know volume. Isn't that
that sounds
anything?
Like volatility.
Fun and frivolity? You really have you've never heard that, like those two words put next to
no,
each other?
Fun and revelry, I've heard.
No, because you haven't heard that because no one says fun and revelry.
You say it all the time.
No. Uh-huh. No.
Okay. Together.
Fun and frivolity is like...
you guys don't even know what it is because you're looking it up.
I
was looking to see if it pops up real quickly. Fun and frivolity will always pop.
Two birds?
Valero.
I was looking up, are crows protected?
Magpies?
Yeah, I was going to see if they are protected.
Frivolity is a type of clownishness or silliness. So you say, why all the fun and frivolity?
Why all the fun and silliness?
Let's have some fun and frivolity.
And silliness.
You really never heard frivolity?
No. Huh. You just make up words, man.
Well,
I want to say we're two of the most intelligent people he knows.
Oh, without question.
Oh, come on.
There's no question, man.
You're taking shots at Juan tomorrow.
No, I'm not. Those are your parents. I hung out with you and your friends. What about Dante Culpepper guy?
What about
him? He's not very bright.
Who's Dante Culpepper guy?
I go out to eat with Lero. We go watch a game. Dude argues with me about Dante Culpepper for 3 hours.
But like what?
Just foolishness.
Who's better, Dante Culpepper or Drew Brees?
And he took the side of Dante Culpepper?
Yes. And then after I've argued with him down about Drew Brees for 25, 30 minutes, what about Dante Culpepper and Randall Cunningham? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Even when your parents are here sometimes because they've come here before and spend some time
with
us.
There you go. You're going to take a shot.
No, I was going to say, they're always shocked at how little you know about things. So I don't lump them. I don't lump them into what Crowder's saying at all. I think that they don't understand how come it just because your brother seems to be pretty smart, like street smart.
He's not. Man, all together. Got it together.
Fireman, yeah. Like
he's
fireman. Yeah.
That's not that smart.
What are you talking about? I mean, he runs towards the smoke while you're running away. Guy's
smart.
He's a first responder, but like you, there's so many like just basic little things that I don't know that you just
frivolity,
don't know.
That's what you're mad about?
No, I'm not mad about it. I find it funny that you've never heard fun and frivolity and that you think it's a made up word. But then I go back to things that like you know you didn't know that you could shrink your clothes when you're washing them or drying them.
No, I knew
like,
you could. I just didn't know if it was cold water or hot water that did it.
Okay, I mean that's dumber when you say it that way. It's not like
it's,
so you
it's
didn't
not that dumb, man.
Bro,
it's an honest question.
Bro. You didn't know if it was cold.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of shrinkage?
With clothes?
No.
Nah.
With your weenus.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's in cold water.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
So pretend
now.
That's a sweater. Oh, wait a second. Like, no, it made no
other,
sense.
It's the other way.
Oh, look at that.
I was going to ride with you, bro. I swear I was going
to
ride
way
with
to
you.
Go, bro.
Yeah, I'm the idiot. All right. I'll take it on that one. I'm the idiot. Give you your winning music. You won. You won.
Does he have winning music? Hey now,
yeah,
I'm an all-star. Man. On, go play.
Hey now, I feel terrible. I thought I had a good point being made right there, and then
that's why I was confused.
Yeah.
Why would something hot shrink something?
Right.
It should expand it.
Right.
But
yeah, that is how it works.
You are going to
well,
sometimes.
The temperature change. The heat, and then it cools off, and then it swinks up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, but if it's like, are we talking about clothes or genitalia here?
I don't think y'all have much shrinking space in y'all's drawers, so.
That's why it's so important to me. I can't afford. This is why it's very important. Here's the
people back in the day. Let's go skinny dipping. Hey, man, let's go in the daytime. Get in that cold ass pool.
I'm
at
happy
night.
To go in. I'm happy to go skinny dipping in a hot tub that's been on for 3 days straight.
I'm telling you, I get in no lake naked.
Here is the very important sound of an 18-year-old college student. She is walking across campus alone, and she decides to FaceTime her grandparents, a couple of nice, lovely Italian grandparents. And they are just shocked. They're not happy to hear from her. They can't believe she's walking across campus alone without any kind of escort.
You walk by yourself. Look at the dog itself.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not dark.
What's the matter with
you? My God, Gabby, what are you, crazy? New York to New Jersey, my
See, you got grandma upset.
One more week.
Oh, my God.
Why are you alone?
She's gone. See, that's the library.
What?
That's the library.
What's that?
The library!
Why don't you walk with somebody?
You shouldn't be walking alone like that.
She's fine.
She's not you. She's a baby. Goodbye. I see you. I'll call you tomorrow. What do you got tomorrow?
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library. She shouldn't do that.
She shouldn't be alone. I don't understand these kids.
I don't understand these bleeping kids. I love that on so many levels. It's just such a great piece of audio.
Should you be more supportive?
I love the fact that she thinks I might as well screen grab this. Like, I'll just record on this because this is not good. Like, I just called to say hi to grandma and grandpa, and they're having the conversation amongst themselves. Where is she? It's the library. What are you walking alone for?
Say you got grandma upset.
You got grandma upset. That's the best line. You got grandma upset. All she was doing was calling her grandparents to say hello.
She was being nice.
She was being nice, but you got grandma upset. One more time. 18-year-old college student. She's walking across campus. She does not have an escort. Her grandparents, they are angry at her for walking across campus alone.
You walk by yourself. Look at the
f***ing
dog yourself.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What's the matter?
My God, Gabby, what are you, crazy? New York and New Jersey, my
See, you got grandma upset.
One more week.
Oh, my God.
Why are you alone?
She's gone. See, that's the library.
What?
That's the library.
What's that?
The library.
Why don't you walk with somebody?
You should be walking alone like that.
She's fine.
She's not you. She's a baby. Goodbye. I see you. I'll call you tomorrow. What do you got tomorrow?
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library. She shouldn't do that.
She shouldn't be alone. I don't understand these
I do like the fact that grandma and grandpa, you could tell their entire lives, they've got each other's back.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever one says, they are both in on. She shouldn't be walking alone. You shouldn't be walking alone! Whatever grandma says, grandpa is right behind, right?
Good man. Good man.
I want to see a rom-com tonight. We're going to see a rom-com tonight! Grandma wants to see a rom-com. You always want to see the sci-fi. And they've got, I mean, they are lockstep. Like, they're approaching life together.
Isn't it like that when you've been together 50, 60 years?
Yeah, if you're going to last that long, you got to be on the same page.
Yep. You know what? Grandpa's in the sunken place.
Grandpa has been in the sunken place for about 45 years. Should I do one of these giveaways, or you want to do it next segment? What do you want to do, Falero?
When do you want to do it?
Whenever it'll bring you some frivolity. So you tell
that
me.
That word again. Let's do it now.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the Renaissance Festival?
No, let's do the Magpie.
All right. Pair of tickets to the Magpie Salute.
Wow, you listened.
They are coming to the Parker Playhouse. Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Because he's the victor this segment. So, like, to the victor goes the spoils.
There you
Have you ever heard that?
No.
Honestly?
Victor goes the spoils.
To the victor goes the spoils?
Spoils of what?
Spools. What?
Spoils of
Have
what?
You heard that or no? I'm being 100% honest. I don't want the Falero shtick.
I've never heard it.
To the victor goes the spoils.
What spoils, though? Like
the rewards.
Just say that, then.
But that's not the saying! Man. Grandpa wants the spoils!
The library.
I don't like these sayings.
A pair of tickets to see the Magpie Salute coming to the Parker Playhouse on February 12th, and that's in Fort Lauderdale. This is the guitarist from Black Crowes, and they do a lot of Black Crowes music. You can buy tickets. They're still available. But if you're caller 5, you can win your way in. Caller 5, 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. Caller 5 will get a pair of tickets to the Magpie Salute coming to the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale on February 12th.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We laugh and laugh and laugh on this show. Somebody texts in, there's no way Falero is for real. He's like a baby who just happens to know how to speak, but has no life experience.
I don't know life sayings.
But it's not an act. It really is, which is why it just, you know, goes off the rails a little bit, because it shocks me sometimes when he's never heard something that I think is fairly common or whatnot, but it's just... He is who he is. It is not shtick, and it's why we end up laughing. But this is, it's not anything that's contrived. That is 100% for real.
He's not around a lot of people older than him.
That might be
like,
it.
Both of our career paths put us around people that a lot could be older than us.
But like, I think even when I was your age, and again, I know newspapers, no one reads them anymore, but I would watch the evening news. I would read newspapers. I was interested in current events. And so if you're watching, you know, Peter Jennings or whoever, and he uses fun and frivolity, you just, you know, you hear it and you pick up on it. What was the other thing that you'd never heard in the last segment? Do you
to
remember?
To the victor, to the spoils.
To the victor goes the spoils, yeah. Which victor, I think is...
To the spoils.
That, nobody's used that before, though.
That's a real old saying.
To the victor goes the spoils. But, I mean, that's been used in sports a lot. That's probably...
Sense,
well, why? I explained it to you.
Why would a victor go to the spoils?
No.
The victor should go to the riches.
A victor doesn't go anywhere. The victor gets this the riches.
You're thinking of sport as like chunky milk.
And I think you're thinking of the victor as a guy named Victor.
No, Victor, the winner.
I think you're just like, confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys aren't helping me, though. Like, you, I don't think
you're
you
beyond
guys
help.
The victor, the winner, goes to spoils. Not spoiled milk, like spoiled.
The
somebody
spoils,
spoiled some good
the
stuff.
The rewards.
So whoever wins gets the rewards.
Oh, that makes sense. Why can't you
I
say
know
it
makes
on?
Sense. I did. I told
no,
you that
you
last segment.
That.
Yes, I did.
Prouder
yes, I did. I told
perfectly.
You last segment.
Got you, Lero.
Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. You know it's all about the you, and it's all about Deal Volvo. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to make sure you get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Deal Volvo has the best location. They really do. What do you think about this? Kevin Durant on the Knicks, Game 1, 2019 regular season, yes or no? I'll tell you what the odds are when you tell me. Kevin Durant on the Knicks, Game 1 next season, yes or no?
No.
Big no.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
you
see
think,
it happening.
You think he, do you think he stays in Golden State?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't.
Really?
I don't know where he's going to end up.
Why would he leave, though? Like, there's no because incentive for him to leave.
Because I think it's time for him to be the centerpiece somewhere. Not that he's not the centerpiece, but he came to an existing championship team.
I actually think I think the roster changed, but I don't think it's KD. I think Klay leaves. I think they might get rid of Draymond. I think the roster in Golden State changes, but I don't think it's KD.
I think Golden State, after this season, will have run its course. I think there's frayed nerves there. I could see Klay Thompson leaving, Draymond being gone, and KD being gone. Like, I could see them just being like, wow, we had it for a while, and it was great, and now it's gone. Yes, that Kevin Durant will be on the Knicks Game 1 next season is plus 200. Which means you could bet 100 to win 200. No, which both of you guys said, is minus 300. So the belief is that he will not be on the Knicks. Kyrie Irving on the Knicks Game 1, start of next season. Yes or no?
No.
No.
Where do you think he ends up?
I think he stays in Boston.
Think he stays in Boston?
Yeah, I'm there. I think they pick it up in the playoffs, and they think they got something rolling.
Kyrie, no, will not be on the Knicks, is minus 200. So you'd have to risk 200 in order to win 100.
The Knicks
yes.
are banking on something that's not going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen.
So you don't think they get either of those guys?
No, I don't think they get anybody.
Well, they're going to get someone in the draft because they're just bad.
In the draft, yeah, maybe like a Tobias Harris, but.
That's the thing. Well, if the dominoes start falling, both of those could be yeses. They get Zion Williamson, and then Kyrie goes, and then they have so much money, and then KD looks over.
Like, it could have, like, yeah, there's the domino effect.
But they have to start adding pieces, too.
You know, or even a KD. Like, if Klay Thompson leaves, KD might say, huh, like, this team isn't going to be the same, and now I don't want to sit here and, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that could happen. How about this for the Deal Volvo Best Bets? Will any Alliance of American Football player or team be investigated for match fixing, wager fixing, or prop fixing during this upcoming season, which starts tomorrow?
No.
I say yes.
No is minus 1,000.
It ruined the league.
Well, but here's the thing. The AAF's open endorsement of gambling. They have a partnership with MGM. Their open endorsement of gambling, this is what it says on Get More Sports, even allowing players to make money if gamblers bet on their specific player-specific props is the reason this prop is even available. It could lead to some shenanigans where players or teams try to double dip and threaten the integrity of the game. But even if that happens, it's unlikely we ever find out about it. A major betting scandal, as you just said, could prove deadly to the AAF in its inaugural season. So even if something did happen, the league wouldn't want it to come out. That's why no is the good value wager here.
Yeah. Because they kick a guy out of the league for $500 and the whole league folds.
Yeah, it's not worth the the risk. The odds to win the Alliance of American Football League Championship.
You think that happens in leagues now? I'm not saying they find out about it, but a guy looks and says, my over is, or this guy's over is 18 points, and I know he has a bad ankle.
Wow, I said no real quick, but now that you say that.
You know, like, it's insider stuff. The 15th guy on the bench knows that KD's hurt.
And that he's going to get minutes.
Yes.
Or
opposite,
KD's not going to get minutes, or that he might actually play when he normally doesn't play. And although there wouldn't be a prop for someone that doesn't normally play. So it would be like, yeah, a guy at the end of the bench knows that KD, wow. Do I think that happens, like where he calls, where the league knows, or
no,
it just happens?
It just happens.
Yeah, where he calls a friend and says, hey, bro, KD's not even going to play tonight, so just so you know.
Yeah. Let's go under.
I think that happens a lot.
I bet that happens.
And if the league did find out, and we've talked about, there's no way they can find out. Call your cousin and tell your cousin to get his girlfriend to go
place
the bet.
Right.
And you're good to go.
Odds to win the American Alliance of Alliance American Football Championship. The favorite is the Arizona Hotshots at plus 250. The longest shot is the Birmingham Iron at 1,200. But we've heard differently. We've heard the Memphis Express are the worst. It's really hard to handicap. This from Get More Sports. It's really hard to handicap a brand new league with so many unknowns, but I like the Orlando Apollos at plus 300 to win it all. The Eastern Conference appears to be much weaker than the Western Conference, and the Apollos have less question marks than other teams in the East. There's been a major shakeup in the coaching staff for three teams, but Orlando still has Steve Spurrier, and he brought in a bunch of his old friends from Florida to run the show. There's a good bit of talent on both sides of the ball, so I'll take a chance on Orlando this year. That's all I need to know. Some guy I've never heard of wrote an article, and I'm betting.
How does he know all this?
Orlando Apollos,
the
man.
The Eastern Conference is weaker. What? They ain't even played a snap.
There's your Deal Volvo best bets of the week.
I like Orlando.
To win the championship?
Yep. Just do it. There's no reasoning. I just like Orlando.
That's your best bet?
Best bet.
All right. To the victor goes the spoils.
Yes, sir.
It's all about the you, and it's all about Deal Volvo. If you're car shopping this weekend, make sure you get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.